Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. At the beginning of each new year, Pope Benedict XVI traditionally meets with the members of the Italian police who are stationed around Vatican City State. While the Vatican has its own police force in the gendarmes and the Pope his personal security agents in the Swiss Guard, the Italian state and military police are responsible for ensuring public security in St. Peter's Square and around the perimeter of the Vatican City walls. On Thursday, the Holy Father met with the Carabinieri, or military police, who wear distinctive black uniforms. On Friday, he met with the state police, who are in charge of patrolling St. Peter's Square and access to the Basilica and crypts. Speaking in Italian, Pope Benedict said, the daily commitment undertaken to protect the public in St. Peter's Square is particularly important for the conduct of the mission of the Roman Pontiff. In fact, he said, it fosters an atmosphere of quiet serenity that allows those who come to visit the centre of Christianity the possibility for a genuine religious experience. In contact with key witnesses of the Christian faith, such as the tomb of the Apostle Peter, the relics of many saints, and the tombs of several popes, loved and venerated by the Christian people. According to the pontifical household, 2.5 million people participated in papal audiences in 2009. The number of pilgrims, visitors and tourists who have walked beneath the colonnade of St. Peter's Square, admired the basilica or prayed before the tombs of martyrs and popes is incalculable. On Friday, Pope Benedict thanked the policemen and women for their valuable service, for their often hidden sacrifices in favour of many believers and visitors, and their protection of the mission of the Pope. Commitment and great responsibility is demanded of each one of you in the fulfilment of your duty, he concluded. But in the eyes of faith, it must be in a special way to serve the Lord and almost prepare the way so the experience at the centre of Christianity represents for each pilgrim or visitor a particular occasion to meet with the Lord that changes life. I'm Emma McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.